Hello, everyone, and welcome to the August 21st, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's on the celestial agenda for August 21st to August 28th and beyond. This week, there are two rather intense and quite separate patterns in the zodiac. The first of these patterns involves Mars, which is in a multi-level combination. Mars and Saturn are exactly conjunct this week in the middle of Scorpio. Mars is strong in its own sign, and the middle of a sign is the strongest part of the sign. So, strong Mars. But Mars has to contend with its enemy, Saturn. Over the past week, Mars and Saturn have been getting closer and closer together. Mars is the planet of action. Saturn is the planet of restriction and delay. Their intrinsic natures are quite opposite. Their conjunction is therefore fraught with stress and tension. Saturn restrains the Mars aggression. The Mars' demand for action irritates cautious, slow-moving Saturn. Another way of thinking about it is Saturn, as the planet of structure and control, can add focus to Mars's combative energy, making Mars more determined and pointed. The resulting effects can therefore be even more destructive than Mars alone. Saturn is also persistence, and when added to the Mars signification of aggression, can manifest as an intractable foe. And on a more benign level, the combination of Mars, planet of victory, combined with Saturn, planet of endurance, is great for competing at the Summer Olympics. During the past week, as this planetary combination has been forming, we have already seen some of its destructive power take place in the natural world, such as the flooding in Louisiana and the fires in California. Also during this week, Mars will advance in Scorpio to where it will be exactly square to Neptune. Mars and Neptune are not naturally harmonious energies. Mars is all action and aggression. Neptune is fantasy and confusion. The square aspect is an inimical aspect. The harshness of aggressive Mars interferes with the dreaminess of idealistic Neptune, therefore not favorable for fulfilling your dreams. And some bubbles are likely to get burst over the coming week. There's downside for Mars, too. Actions don't give the expected results. Simultaneous with squaring Neptune, Mars is also in a square aspect with the moon's nodes. The nodes of the moon, the eclipse points, called Rahu and Ketu in Vedic astrology, are a couple of sensitive points in the heavens. When any planet interacts with the nodes, the significations of that planet get distorted. Rahu and Ketu are always exactly opposite each other, and the point midway between the two nodes is known to produce a lot of stress on any planet passing through that location. On Sunday, August 28th, Mars will be at that midpoint. Mars, as the planet of energy, is important for initiating anything. Therefore, the end of this week and beginning of next are not so favorable for beginning new endeavors, and even ongoing projects are likely to experience some setbacks. Note, too, that Saturn is pretty much in square with the nodes as well, which adds more tension and potential for failure. And now for the other major formation occurring in the heavens. Venus changes signs this week. leaving Leo and entering Virgo on Thursday, August 25th. Virgo is Venus's sign of debilitation. In other words, the planet is weakened in this sign. This is because Venus, as the planet of love, is not comfortable in Virgo, the sign of discrimination and criticism. Virgo is perhaps too picky to be a good venue for Venus. In the real world, Venus in Virgo isn't so bad. Venus is the planet of the arts. Virgo is skillful, so Venus in Virgo can make a good artist. Venus joins up with Mercury and Jupiter, which are already transiting in Virgo. The three planets will be closely conjunct in the early degrees of Virgo during the last days of August. If you have a clear view of the western horizon, you can see all three planets low in the sky immediately after sunset. Venus, Mercury, and Jupiter are classed as natural benefics. So, three good planets conjunct should be good, right? Well, not exactly. The quality of Venus, planet of pleasures, combined with Jupiter, the planet of increase, can result in too much of a good thing. In other words, excess, overindulgence, leading to expense, dissipation, and exhaustion. Venus plus Jupiter over-energizes Mercury, causing the planet of ideas and reasons to lose its normal rational considerations. Jupiter as the planet of opportunity, with Venus, planet of romance, can give us potential for romance. But in Virgo, a sign that is picky and critical, we can't be too sure that this is going to work out. This combination of planets lasts for a couple of weeks, with its greatest intensity coming at the end of this week, when the three-way conjunction is near exact. Okay, that's it. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.